Johnson Owens. More than 1 million people have covered it in AA. Most of them just as hopelessly addicted to alcohol as we were to drugs. We are grateful to the AA Fellowship for showing us the way to a new life. The 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous, as adapted from AA, are the basics of our recovery program. We have only broadened their perspective. We follow the same path with a single exception. Our identification as addicts is all-inclusive in respect to any mood-changing, mind-altering substance. Alcoholism is too limited a term for us. Our problem is not a specific substance. It is a disease called addiction. We believe that as a fellowship, we have been guided by a greater consciousness and are grateful for the direction that has enabled us to build upon an already proven program of recovery. Thank you.
First time I've read that.
Thank you, Sheldon. All right, so at this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker. She comes from Florida, but we hold her very tight now in Central Maryland. So from Central Maryland, I'd like to give you guys Jamie speaking on Daily Reprieve.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm very honored to be up here to speak to you all today. Thank you for coming out. And I want to thank all my support here today for coming out and supporting me. I'm very awesome. Very loved today, right? just for today, Daily Reprieve. It's changed for me throughout the years, my definition of it. When I first came in here, I was 18 years old. I had just came off the street from hitchhiking, and I knew nothing about nothing. But I knew that the feelings that I had, I never wanted to feel again. Narcotics Anonymous told me that I never did have to feel those feelings again, just for today, right? So, at first, it's really hard in the beginning, right? You know, we got to live by each moment sometimes, not just for that day, but I remember I would tell myself, okay, I would, look at my watch, I just got to get through this hour, Or I would say to myself, I just got to not use today, I'll use tomorrow, right? And just for today, for me today, is freeing. It allows me and allows my spirit to not get in turmoil about the future, and it really keeps me centered with my serenity, because all I have to worry about is really what's really real. What really exists is just right now, this moment, me speaking to y'all. That's really all I got to do right now. It's early, we have been having a good time here at this convention, and all the people that have been working here this weekend. I've been on the committee, but I was just the secretary. My job's done, I don't have to take no more notes. But these people are really working their butts off, and I'm grateful. So, really, I feel like, I have the same amount of clean time that everybody else has. I just have this day. I just got to get through this day. That's the only thing that really exists. right now. And okay, so I said that already. I have a bunch of notes, but I forgot them. So I have a lot of decisions that I have to make lately. I'm active duty Navy. I joined the service when I was 10 years clean. I was 28 years old. I'll be 38 this year. And I'll have 10 years in next year. So that's either, you know, that's the time I gotta either shit or get off the pot, right? Like, I gotta make this decision. If I'm gonna do 4 more years, I might as well do 20, right? I mean, it's really right there. But I've already done 10, and I don't wanna move again, you know? I've really grown in love with my friends in Central Maryland, and they've really taken really good care of me, you know? When I moved to the area, you know, it took me a long time. I was a newcomer again. I'd have to raise my hand and say, "Hi, I'm new. I'm Jamie." People thought I had a couple days clean. My ego was very bruised. You know, don't you know? That ego. I have this amount of clean time. You know, that's why I say that. But they took me in, and they, as crazy as I felt, as a, you know, uncomfortable as I felt, I just kept coming back, and I just kept raising my hand, and because I never want to leave Narcotics Anonymous. I never want to leave it. It has given me a life beyond my wildest dreams. I never would have thought that I would be active duty. I never would have thought that I would be able to purchase a home. That's what everybody else does. I don't do stuff like that. I steal and I lie to get what I need to do to get through that day. So my definition of daily living has really changed tremendously. And I gotta tell you that it's, when I keep things so simple and basic that I'm just in that moment at that time, I feel more connected to my spirit, to the spirit, to God. I know that that's what I'm supposed to be doing, because I feel the presence of God with me. My relationship with my higher power is extremely important. I pray every morning. I have been for 18 years. The Just For Today reading talks about how having a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps relieves us from our loneliness. And because I never, even if I am alone and I don't have anybody here with me to reach out to, I have my higher power. And it's the most important relationship that I have today. Because God is more powerful than anything. God is more powerful than the Navy. It's more powerful than Narcotics Anonymous, although NA is very powerful. And it will keep you clean if that is your higher power, just for today, right? So I work on that. I work on that relationship. And that's really what I have been doing for the last 18 years. The steps, continuously work the steps, right? Because the steps bring me closer to that 12th step, which is having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. You know, my first priority in life is to help someone else out. And that's all that God wants me to do. He just wants me to be there for my fellow man, in whichever way I can. So, every day, I try to do my best to take care of myself, because when I take care and love myself, I'm really doing God's will, you know, because she is inside of me, and I need to take care of that spirit too. And so when I eat right, when I not act out on character defect, whether it be shopping, excessive food, sex, inappropriate sex. Let me clear that up real quick. Inappropriate sex. You know, it just takes me away from what is good and what is love and what is real, you know. And there's nothing better in life than to feel what we feel when we do the right thing. That's what keeps me coming back. I never, ever, ever want to feel that feeling of despair and displacement and utter hopelessness, destitution. I was a very, very lost little girl. I was 17 years old. I was hitchhiking around the country by myself. And, you know, I came to this program so confused and lost and, you know, never had a skill. Only skill I learned was being a baby and trying to get ways and means to cop. And I wasn't even good at that. I really wasn't. The shit I have learned in here, God forbid. But the shit I have learned in here, right? The shit I have learned in here. So I was a waitress for many years. It's a great, great skill to have. Because no matter what happens, you know, I can always go back to waitressing. But, you know, I never thought that I would be able to. I didn't think I was good enough. I thought I was dumb. Didn't think I was smart enough. Didn't think I was good enough. So, but Narcotics Anonymous, every day that I would come to meetings, daily reprieve, that medicine that we have, which is the meetings, this fellowship has the power to save lives and change lives. I mean, what kind of program can save a life? That's our program. It's like, in Narcotics Anonymous, it's like an AED, you know, revives people back to life, awakens their spirit, puts them in situations that they never dreamed possible. The stories that I hear in here, I keep coming back because I hear these stories of amazement and challenges and people overcoming all their challenges in life, and it gives me hope. It gives me hope that I can even be better than I ever thought I could be. And I always sell myself short. I would still be a waitress if I, not that that's bad, I told you, right? If I did not have you guys tell me that I could do more. I went back to school. A lot of us in here do. I think 95% of us go back to school and get some kind of degree, right? I never in a million years thought I'd be smart enough to get a college education. Never. Never. I had to start at a very, very, very low level. But I just plugged away at it. It took me years to get it. But and I wasn't like spectacular. Like, people in here, they come in and they go to school and they get like 4.0s and shit. I was like just trying to get by 2.9. You know what I mean? It was hard for me. I was too busy partying too, going to conventions and shit, you know? I was trying to have me some fun. My first year was a fog. I had no clue. No clue. And then, you know, I worked the steps. Fucking worked the steps. I curse a lot. I'm a sailor. It came out. So I look all real sophisticated, you know, right? With my Michael Kors on. But I came in here, had no hair, shaved head, piercings all over my face, had on these big baggy jeans.
They give a fuck.
And I talked like it too. And the love in this program, in my daily medicine of Narcotics Anonymous, changed my life. I grew up, got a degree, like I said, and even after I got that degree, I was like, what am I doing? I gotta do something. It's, you know, like I said, I wasn't very motivated, right? So I joined the Navy. They motivated me real quick. And I got through boot camp, man. I got through people screaming in my face. No calls for 30 days, or not, I'm sorry, 90 days. Let's get that clear. 90 days. Of wearing boots, walking in ranks. And it was the second best thing I ever did for myself. And this is my story. You know, this is just all I have to share. This is what I have done. And that's because y'all told me I could do this. My sponsor was like, why don't you join the Navy? Because I was like, you know, I was 10 years in, still smoking like a chimney, you know, kind of out of shape, lazy, didn't want to go to work, you know. And she's like, you should join the military. And I was like, they won't take me. I'm not good enough. Not good enough. And I fucking joined. And 10 years later, I was able to buy a house, like I said. And these are just materialistic things. The most important things that I have received is my fulfilling inside that emptiness, that God big hole that we only can fill, and we try to fill with other things. But really, the only thing that makes me serene and peaceful, which is the most important thing that I have to protect in my life today. Because without that, we are insane. But I am insane. But anyway, yeah, so the most important thing that I have received here is my relationship with God through the 12 steps. This 12 steps literally, they change your life. It's early. So, what am I looking at? What do I got? 10 minutes? 8 minutes, okay. Thank you. So, like I said, I come to Narcotics Anonymous still to this day because it's the only way that I stay sane, that I receive my daily dose of medicine, and just the joy that I get from helping other people now. You know, I get to see them. I get to watch. I have the sponsee, man, you know, right out of rehab. Never thought in a million years she'd be making it, you know, like, oh, I don't know, she's, you know, scared for her, whatever, but she's still here. She's working the steps, changing her life, got a car, you know the small things when we first come in here. So nice to watch people get their lives together. And there's no other place in the world that can do that. So I went from, you know, hitchhiking, right? You know, walking down 95 with my thumb out by myself, 17 years old. Jumping in trucks and cars and all kinds of crazy shit. And I worked on, so my job in the Navy was a gas turbine engine electrician. And I got to work on hovercrafts, and I was a crew personnel on hovercrafts. There was only 5 crew members to each boat. And I gotta tell you, never, I mean, if I would have, you know, we talked about that list when we write, when we come in here, we think. We're so smart, man. We think we know how it's going to play out, right? And I think that's why, you know, and I know that's why this daily reprieve is so important, because we really have blinders on. We think we know what's going to happen, and this is what I'm going to do. You know, there's no way a girl from Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, is going to be on her hands and knees wiping up grease and salt and oil and coming home smelling bitterly bad every day. And I did that for 6 years. And it was the best thing, second best thing I ever did for myself, because it really got me to understand the importance of hard work, right? I don't work. I smoke pot and lay around the house and try to cop other things while I'm doing it. But so it's so important because you know, when I stay in the moment, it allows me to really connect with God, and then I can really understand what's going on, really get an understanding of what's going on, and do what's in front of me. And God's will for me is going to direct me where I want to be, because God knows me better than I know myself. He knows me. He loves me. God loves me. And God loves all of us. And I'm so grateful that I just don't know, you know, my aunt died of this disease. She was my mother's sister. She looked like me. She had track marks and jaundice and, you know, in and out of the hospitals and just a miserable life. And that's what I would have been like. But because this fellowship has grown by leaps and bounds, I was able to get clean at 18 years old. I was in my first rehab at 13. My mother is able to know where her daughter is every day. And I'm able to have a great relationship with her today. She's no longer my enemy. I'm no longer my own. I kind of am my own worst enemy, right? Okay. But really, God keeps me from, no matter how hard I try, or no matter how much, despite myself and despite my own effort, this program and God and the steps keeps me on a daily basis from having to destroy my life. And instead of every day destroying my life, I'm able to build on my life. I'm able to love myself just a little tiny bit more each day. You know, because we come in here and I hate myself. Hated it. It took me a long time to understand a lot of stuff. I just recently realized that the important for me recently has, I realized that the importance of really staying in the moment too, even in recovery, I always had to be one step ahead of everybody, because I always had to project into the future because I needed to stay on top of the game, because that's how I lived for so long. I couldn't let anybody or anything, I got ahead of my strategy, you know. But I don't have to do that anymore, because I know that no matter what, in this day, in this moment, I am okay, right? I am okay, and I'm gonna be okay. And I just want to say that I'm grateful to be here today. I'm grateful that you are all here today. We are all such miracles to be here today. like I said, Narcotics Anonymous, there's a guy that where I'm from in Fort Lauderdale, Will G. Every time he got up and shared or whatever, he says, proud to be part of a fellowship that had power to save and change lives. And there's no other place like it in the world. I'm like, what's the lady with the red slippers? Dorothy, right? No place like home. We were in that tornado. And then that gift of desperation was those red heels. And now we're back in Kansas. Yeah. Anyway, thank you all for coming out. I love you all. God bless.